أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. In this ayat which we have been reading for a few days now, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala commands that we should not consume any type of interest riba, whether it is a little or a lot, and fear Allah Ta'ala so that you may become successful. The connection with the previous ayat and incidents is that Allah Ta'ala gave the command of in tasbiru wa tattaqu, that even on the battlefield in jihad, if you have sabr and taqwa, you will win the battle, no matter your numbers are small and you have less arms and ammunition. And Allah showed that in the battle of Badr, when Muslims had the proper full sabr and taqwa, though they were outwardly outnumbered and they had nothing, but they won the battle. Then Allah showed in the battle of Uhud, where the Muslims slipped out and made a mistake, misunderstanding took place. There then Allah's help went away when there was a difference in that sabr and taqwa. So there it is so important, similarly in all other departments of life also, even in your business and commercial life. Do all your business with sabr and taqwa. Don't try and compete with other people. Have sabr, what Allah Ta'ala gives you. And taqwa, don't get involved in any haram, whether it is interest or any other wrong business transaction. You stay with sabr and taqwa, and you will see Allah's great help comes to you. And that help will be in this dunya also, and forever in the akhirat also. So, and the other connection with the previous instance is that when the two tribes of the Ansar became cowardish and they wanted to leave the battlefield, Allah out of His fadl kept them firm and strong, and they stayed on the battlefield. But Allah sure gave an indication there that if we consume doubtful haram food, it has an effect on our iman, our akhlaq, our ibadat, everything. We become lazy in ibadat, we start thinking the wrong things, and many people who have the wrong ideas of deen today, it's just a matter of little bit looking what they are eating. All the stunned birds, chickens, etc., all the chickens which are normally being consumed, and what they are being fed, all the dirt and filth, and then we are eating those chicken, so naturally it has an effect on our thinking, our akhlaq. We lose our valor, we lose our bravery, we become cowards. All those things follow on what we eat. You are what you eat. We're eating junk food, and that is the order of the day today. So that the condition comes on us. We are eating out with all these outlets where they are serving all the filth and dirt. So that is our condition. Further, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that, O you who believe, do not consume riba, interest. Yeah, Allah says, أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا دُونِ فَرْدُونَ, that is, multiplied, compound interest. So a person outwardly, when he looks at this ayat, he will take it that to take little bit interest is permissible. Like, don't take it up to three times the amount. So if you took ₹1,000 on loan, and until it becomes 2,099, you have to pay interest, then, na'uzubillah, that is permissible. When it becomes 3,000, three times the amount, then it becomes impermissible. That is not the meaning at all. Yeah, another great lesson we learn, that don't try and understand the Quran with our understanding. Understand the Quran how it has come to us. Understand the Quran in the way Allah has revealed it. In that way we should understand the Quran Sharif. And if we want to understand it according to our understanding, that will be our understanding, it won't be the Quran Sharif. It will be a different meaning, which is called tahreef, which is called changing the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Just like Allah Ta'ala says, that do not worship gods. So it doesn't mean one other god besides Allah you can worship. Two, three you can worship, but don't worship many either. Na'udhu billah. Though the literal translation is like that, but that is not the meaning. You can't take one God as a partner besides Allah Ta'ala. So here also, taking interest a little bit, or compound interest, multiply, double interest, or is totally haram. As in the other ayat, and also another very important thing, don't try and understand Quran, Hadith and our deen just from one incident. We quote one incident, like somebody says, for example, he quotes a hadith that for woman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go to the masjid putting on perfume. So he tries and prove that without perfume it's permissible to go. So it is a hadith, but complete misunderstanding and distortion of the hadith. Because if that was the meaning, didn't Hazrat Aisha understand it, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she forbade the woman from going to the masjid in all circumstances? And didn't Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, didn't understand it? All the great fuqaha, they did not understand the perfume hadith. And they did not know about the perfume hadith. Now somebody knows about it. And they say that woman can go on condition that they don't put perfume, which is totally wrong. So don't take one aspect of our deen, one ayat, one hadith, see it as a whole. What is the deen about? And then understand that one hadith, that one incident, according to the deen. Don't make that one incident which is different, don't make that the basis of your deen. So yeah, also Allah, don't understand the Quran Sharif just from one ayat. See all the ayats. In another ayat Allah says, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Business transaction Allah has made halal. And interest, yeah, Allah said all types of interest. The little of it and the lot of it, all is totally haram. This ayat, one other reason why Allah said double interest, compound interest, because that was common in the Arabs those days. They did not take only little interest, they took great interest. And this interest like this, it is really like living like an animal. You, or your weaker brother who is struggling and trying to come up in life, and then you push him completely down. By giving him interest, you are outwardly showing you are helping him, but he can't pay back. And then you increase that interest, double it, triple it, and whatever little assets he got, that also you take away from him. And all what he paid you till now, that also he has taken. So it is brutality, it is mercy, there is no mercy in it, no kindness in it at all. Whereas if you give a loan and you don't take interest, that is great kindness. You are helping that person. And the reward of it is so great. If somebody gives somebody a loan, then as long as that loan, he hasn't paid it, you are getting every day so much of charity sawab as that amount of loan. And if the time comes for him to pay and he could not pay, and he asks you, I can't manage, give me an extension. You give him an extension of a month or so, now you are getting double the amount of sawab every day, as though you gave that amount in charity. In this way, you are helping people. And in the interest way, you are destroying people. There is no mercy in there at all. Wattaqullah, and in all matters fear Allah Ta'ala. Just as Allah said previously, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. And so have taqwa. And Allah made the basis of your success taqwa. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ fear Allah, observe the commands of Allah, don't break the laws of Allah. All this why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Thereby you will become successful. You want success? It's not according to what you think. Take interest from people, make up a lot of money, all that interest Allah says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah destroys it. For a while you might think I've made a lot of money, but then you will get involved in such sickness. You, the pain and the suffering of that sickness and the amount of money you will spend in that sickness. And in the same way, some court case you might get involved in a lot of other wrong, haram things you will get involved in. So if you want true success, fear Allah, obey His commandment, and then that success of peace of mind, contentment of heart, and the real purpose and object of life to prepare for akhirat, all that you will get. Otherwise you will be lost in this world, following the people of this world in their way and their system. And though you might look you are making a lot of money, but you will have achieved nothing whatsoever. And when you die, for where you had prepared, you are saying you are going empty-handed in the qabr. In fact, not empty-handed, but with all gunas and all the azab you are going in your qabr. Whereas if you feared Allah, when you go in your qabr, your real eternal life, you will go with great, great assets, and which are going to help you forever. So Allah Ta'ala guide us in all our matters, our ibadat also, and when we have to make jihad also, and when we do business also, to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In all matters we must observe the commands of Allah. Subhanallah.